Absolutely not. You know, growing up in the state of Iowa especially, you kind of get a sense of the rivalry at a young age.
Growing up in Iowa, do you have a favorite moment from the Cy-Hawks series that you remember watching maybe as a kid or something?
Oh, man. I think probably the first one I got to see was Andy Brodel on that punt return 2008. That was a big one for me. It was, you know, my first real exposure to on-field experience with it.
What sticks out to you about the Cyclones when you watch them on tape from last weekend?
I think they're a very good team. When you watch and you think about who they compete against in the Big 12, most certainly they're obviously a very talented team, very well coached. They've got a very different approach than a lot of the teams that we get to play. So it's always an opportunity when you get to step into battle with another, you know, another conference.
Jason, for a lot of guys on this team, it'll be their first true road experience of any significant playing time. How do you prepare for an environment like what Ames is going to be?
Honestly, I don't even know if there is a way to prepare, especially for those young guys that have never been on the road, so don't really know what it's like or how to prepare for a road game. It's always tough going on the road, especially in a series like this against the Cyclones. I guess the only way you can prepare is just like you would for any other game, try and be as ready as you can for an opponent that you know is going to bring it.
How much do coaches preach ball security in practice?
Ball security is always a big issue, you know, in any football team, I assume. You always want to be able to take care of the football.
Was that the one thing you guys really heard about Saturday after, you know, I think three or four fumbles? Is that the one thing that Lester was kind of on you guys about?
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, we kind of knew as a running back corps, we kind of hold ourselves responsible for that kind of stuff too. So coach didn't really have to say too much. We all kind of chime in and hold each other accountable for that kind of stuff.
Especially in this series, it's really held true the last few years. The team that protects the ball better has won the game. So does that take on even more importance when the stats play it out the way that the cliche says it will?
I would say so. Turnovers, especially in a close series like this, is always going to have a big impact on the game.
So you're really the number two. You're really the number two now, probably.
I'm not sure.
That's what coach said.
Okay. Well, I guess there it is, yeah.
Are you ready for that elevated role, I guess?
As best as I can be, I guess. You know, if they call again, I'm going to try and answer any way I can, as best I can.
Have you talked to Mikhail?
I have.
And how's he feeling?
You know, obviously he's feeling pretty down, but if any injury, you know, it's going to bring devastation toward anybody. So as a running back corps and as a team, we're trying to keep his head up, you know, keep him motivated. So.
Were you being prepped at all to go in the event in that situation as opposed to McCall and Coker did have the fumbles early on?
Yeah, I would say so. I think everybody that's been in the running back meetings was kind of prepped. Like I said, you never wish injury on anybody, but if something unfortunate does happen, somebody's got to be ready to step in.
But I guess just like in that situation when they ended up going to McHale as opposed to you, like was it something that you were anticipating or did it catch you off guard?
Not necessarily. I knew Coach, you know, he was going to put in whoever he thought was ready for the job that day. You know, if it was me or Mikhail or DJ Johnson, whoever it was going to be, had to be ready. And if they were to come out, then the next man had to be ready to go after that.
Jason, what did you think about all the hubbub about the new trophy? I mean, did you follow that at all and see kind of the public response when the new farm trophy was unveiled for this game?
I heard some of the public response. I really didn't follow too closely. I had some other stuff going on. But I guess the public opinion wasn't too high.
Did you see what the design was?
I have not. I have not.
Do you know? I mean, have they told you guys what you're going to do about a trophy this week?
No, they have not.